Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Chicago, the death of Jordan Neely, who was black and put in a fatal chokehold by a white Marine veteran on a subway train Monday, has been ruled a homicide. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Neely had reportedly been screaming at passengers and making threats when the 24-year-old veteran wrapped his arm around his neck, took him down, and held him until he went limp. Others helped restrain Neely. New York City Councilman Eric Boncher.
If this isn't a symbol of how badly we've failed as a society on so many levels, I don't know what is.
Prosecutors are reviewing the autopsy report and videos of the incident and interviewing witnesses to determine whether to bring charges. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Four of five Proud Boys leaders are found guilty of seditious conspiracy over January 6th. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department will never stop working to defend the democracy to which all Americans are entitled.
Zachary Real's attorney, Carmen Hernandez.
I don't believe he committed seditious conspiracy. He's a young man who served his country, has never been charged with a crime of violence, has never been convicted of a crime of violence, but the jury has spoken, and that's our system of justice.
Jurors cleared a fifth defendant, Dominic Pizzola, of the sedition charge, though he was convicted of other serious felonies. Unable to reach a new contract with the district, more than 3,000 teachers and school workers in the Oakland Unified School District in California are on strike. The sticking points include pay and class size. Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao tells KPIX-TV.
I am still very hopeful that both sides will come back to the table to really make an agreement. We all know that, you know, our kids deserve nothing short of a great education. And so from the city side, I will continue to talk to OEA and also continue to have conversations with the city administration superintendent.
New ethics questions about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and his ties to Republican megadonor Harlan Crowe. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
ProPublica reports that Crowe, more than a decade ago, paid thousands of dollars in private boarding school tuition for Justice Thomas's great-nephew. Thomas has had legal custody of that relative since he was 6 years old.
BMW has issued a do-not-drive order for 90,000 vehicles. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
BMW describes a risk to occupants as dire and growing every day. The roughly 20-year-old vehicles have Takata airbag inflators that are at very high risk of rupturing.
Four bald eagles were shot and killed in Arkansas's Marion County earlier this year. Federal and state authorities are asking for the public's help and offering a $5,000 reward for tips that lead to the arrest and conviction of those who killed the federally protected birds. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com.
Enter a world of wizards, hobbits, and gnomes at the Gift Nook in Kewaskum. Explore an enchanted land with locally made handcrafted gifts themed from nerdy to nature, and experience an interactive hobbit home. Visit the Gift Nook for a truly mystical shopping experience. 222 Main Street in Kewaskum, or call 414-839-0066. That's 414-839-0066, or find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
If you're tired of the government and economy only working for the wealthy, then it's time to join our Wisconsin Revolution.
Our Wisconsin Revolution's mission is to make Wisconsin a true democracy by challenging the establishment and pushing for policies that benefit the working class. Policies affecting our everyday lives, economics, the environment, and social justice. Restore education and bring fundamental change to Wisconsin and join Our Wisconsin Revolution today. Log on to OurWisconsinRev.com. That's OurWisconsinRev.com.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the best of the Chris Hahn Show. Driving conservatives crazy since the day he was born. The Chris Hahn Show.
You say you want a revolution.
All right. I'm back. Almost started jamming out to that song. I forgot I was on the radio for a second. Because you know I love the Beatles. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter. Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. And ChristopherHahn.com. is my socials at the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. New episodes every Tuesday. If you missed the second of anything I said with the great Sarah Burris from Raw Story, it will be in the podcast on Tuesday. So I am back with Sarah Burris. Sarah, we were talking about our friend Tucker and how normal we thought he was before he took over this show. Look, he was always to the right of us. There was no doubt of that.
Right.
But he wasn't like one of those extreme, like when I first met Tucker at Fox in 2010, like the crazy guy at Fox was Glenn Beck, and everybody thought Glenn Beck was crazy. Even the crazy people at Fox thought Glenn Beck was crazy, and we would all make fun of Glenn Beck. And then Hannity was probably the most extreme conservative, and he seems mild by comparison today. And I would be on panels with Tucker. And Tucker was a conservative that had different ideas about how to run America than I did, but he wasn't insane. And he drifted into this insane territory on this show. And I always used to theorize that he lost his show on MSNBC, he lost his show on CNN, and he wasn't going to lose his show on Fox. So he was going to do whatever it took, say whatever he needed to say to get an audience. And it wasn't the guy, when he first took that show, I did it every week for 2 years. Every week, and I'd have rational political debates most of the time with him. Not all the time, but most of the time. And I don't know. I want to know what's in those texts. I want to know what's going on there.
Yeah. What is interesting, I think, is I had the same idea about Tucker Carlson. And what happened this week, too, is Abby Grossberg came out and did an interview with Nicole Wallace on MSNBC. And kind of walked through one of the reasons that she left Maria Bartiromo and went to Tucker's show as a producer and how miserable that experience was. But at the beginning part, she thought, you know, I could totally just bounce over to Tucker and, you know, it's a bigger fish. And, you know, if I'm one of his staffers, then they'll protect me, yada, yada. And
right.
But the best thing she said was, you know, I never thought that any of that was real. Like, I totally didn't think that it was just a persona, that it wasn't, you know, that wasn't really who he was. And then I got there, and that's exactly who he was. And that blew my mind, because I've never heard somebody say that.
Well, that blew my mind, too. Like, I always assumed it was an act. And by the way, I still do. I don't know that I believe that it wasn't an act. He may have created an environment with his staff where once we walk in, maybe he was a method actor. Right. But he may have created this environment with his staff where that's the way it is. You know, we're going to all be, you know, in this clubhouse of, you know, hatred, I guess. But I don't know. I just I don't get it. You know, he was the number one guy at Fox. They cut him. But I think Fox likes to send a message every so often that nobody's bigger than the network.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've heard people say that Roger Ailes would do, is that every once in a while, the folks in that time slot, Ailes would take them out for like a week or something just to show them it's not about them.
Yeah.
That it's the time slot.
Yeah.
And that's basically what happened with Glenn Beck. It's what happened with Bill O'Reilly. I mean, it's everybody who maybe too, that time slot is just, you know, haunted with some sort of poltergeist that is going to eat your career.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is funny though. I think he thought he was bigger than the network. I think he definitely did. I keep hearing from people saying to me, well, what is he going to do next? I go, nothing. Bill O'Reilly had better ratings than Tucker and was on longer than Tucker was. Tucker's been on for 7 years. Bill O'Reilly was on for like 10 years. He was number one for 10 years in a row. And his numbers were, I mean, an order of magnitude at his top anyway, bigger than Tucker's. And where's Bill O'Reilly now? I actually have replaced Bill O'Reilly in his little 15-minute commentary. I do a thing now called the Daily Rant. I've replaced him in some markets, me. And nobody even knows who I am. Okay? So it's conservative stations say, you know what? We don't want that guy on anymore. We'll let the liberal clown come in and dance for a little while. And that is the truth. Right? Because his show stunk.
I know who you are, Christopher.
Well, you know who I am, but you're a liberal. You're in the liberal media. So you know, Tucker's not going to run for president. There are text messages of him calling the president of Fox News a C word and God knows what else. He ain't running for president. He ain't going to get a bigger show than the one he had. He is going to do something like a podcast. He'll be on like minor radio shows or whatever. And that'll be it. He'll fade away just like Bill O'Reilly.
I love that the presidential thing is a conversation, though. Like, people really think that he is that level and that there is nothing bigger than that.
Right.
And that he is also that level in a way that is bigger than Donald Trump.
Right. Right.
That blows my mind.
It blows my mind, too. And you got to understand something. People who are outside of the conservative media bubble, they don't even know who he is. They remember him as the kid with the bow tie on CNN.
Yep.
They would have no idea who he is if he started running for president today. He would be doing less than Nikki Haley.
Yep.
I don't know.
Pathetic.
I don't know. I mean, look, you know, the story that goes unnoticed, though, is Dan Bongino also got fired by Fox.
Yeah.
Right? The same day, like the Friday before.
But really, how much was Dan Bongino making for the network?
Nothing.
Right?
He was costing them, and they're like, you know what? We could just put on like one of our regular anchors and do news on Saturday night. You know,
they could put on an infomercial and make more money.
They probably could. They probably could put on an infomercial and make more money. And what do you make? Like, do you think that CNN saw Tucker getting fired and said, you know what? Good time to fire Don Lemon.
I wondered the same thing because I think that they had been looking. I think Chris Light had been trying to figure out a way to get, you know, shoved Don Lemon out of Caddor.
Right.
And that was the perfect time to do it.
Yeah.
Tucker was gonna dominate the news, and nobody really cares about Don Lemon.
Nobody cares. So. Other than conservative trolls on Twitter who are coming after me saying, look, they fired Don Lemon. It's a one for one. No, it's not. Don Lemon was...
Liberals really hated Don Lemon, too.
Don Lemon was, like, losing the rating war at the 9 o'clock hour, and Tucker Carlson was the number one broadcaster. He was on the number one show on all of cable, not just news, all of cable. And so... it wasn't one for one, and I'm pretty sure that CNN saw that coming and said, this is the great day to do this. I don't believe in coincidence. I really don't. I'm sure you don't either.
Have you seen the ratings for this week at Fox?
Yeah, they're falling.
That time slot, I think, was just barely over what MSNBC got. And that's Chris Hayes' time slot. And I mean, I love Chris Hayes. He's brilliant and amazing.
Yeah.
But he's not as strong as somebody like Maddow or Wallace or, you know. So
I don't understand why Maddow's only on once a week. I don't get it.
I think it's because she was tired and wants to do other things. And I know that when her partner got COVID and almost died, that was a big, huge, scare thing for her. And,
yeah. I don't know. I feel like the world needs her. You know,
me too.
I just feel like there's just something missing. I only watch MSNBC now when she's on.
I do too.
I watch Morning Joe. I must admit, I'm a Morning Joe guy. I watch it every morning.
That's so sad.
I got to admit it.
You seem like that demographic.
Well, I am. I'm an old white guy. What do you want from me? I'm an old white liberal. So it's not. It is what it is. Look, it's the least offensive of the morning shows. I am watching them Morning in America on News Nation too. I must say that I am watching that now. But it's
generally
not
the way that I run it. Is I sleep through all of those and then. I get up.
You get up for, you know, Inside Politics with John King at noon. That's your first TV news.
Nah, usually The View. I can hit The View.
All right. All right. My good friend Joy Behar, who's a friend of the Chris Hahn Show, been on many times. From my days.
God, really?
Oh yeah. Well, I used to be a contributor at Current, and I used to do the Joy Behar Show all the time. Right. Joy Behar used to say, "You should be on Saturday Night Live, Chris." She used to say that.
Oh my God.
Me. I'd be like, Joy, I'm a little old for Saturday Night Live. Like, I was like 40 when I met Joy. She's like, or in my late 30s. And she's like, "You should be on Saturday Night." Like, they don't usually take 39-year-olds for their first year. I mean, Kenan Thompson's been on Saturday Night Live for like 18 years. And I think he's only 40 now. You know, so that's
but he's also a legend.
He is a legend. He's a legend.
Generation.
But like, he's like the old man there, and he's 40, but he's been there for 18 years. All right, hold on for 1 second. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I'm going to talk with my good friend, Sarah Burris. She listens to Chris Hahn Show.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi. My name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to paintbynote.com. Like a music note, Paint by Note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 48. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, high of 71. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Low is dipped down to about 50, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
This is the best of the Chris Hahn Show. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. I got a great guest, Sarah Burris, in a minute. I'm going to continue my conversation. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com is where you can find me and contact me if you want to. The Aggressive Progressive Podcast, new episodes every Tuesday available on Pandora or wherever you get your podcasts. If you missed a second of my interview with Sarah Burris, it'll be in Tuesday's Aggressive Progressive Podcast. So I'm back with Sarah Burris. Sarah, Mike Pence spent 8 hours in front of a grand jury in Washington, D.C., something he had fought. And not, by the way, not just this grand jury. He's fought grand jury appearances for like 5.5 years, right? I mean, Mueller tried to get him to testify. He didn't testify. He tried to get out of testifying this, but he's no longer vice president and nobody cares. How do you think it went for Mike?
I'm guessing it was a difficult day for him. What I thought was the most interesting piece about this is that so Trump lost the appeal yesterday to block Pence from testifying. Trump, the only option left for Donald Trump is to appeal it to the Supreme Court. And I honestly thought that that was going to be the next move.
Yep.
But within like what, 12 hours, Mike Pence was testifying before the grand jury.
It's almost as if he wanted to testify before the grand jury.
I know.
Right.
And that's what I wonder, if this is all sort of a ruse and he was like, I need to make it look good so that people still think that I'm on Trump's side when it's very, very clear he can't possibly be.
He's so delusional, isn't he? Like he still thinks
he is. And it's like, dude, they wanted to kill you.
Yeah.
You're never going to win that.
You're asking if we look back a year from now, like I've been wrong many times in my life. In fact, I was on national television this afternoon and I forgot that there was part of New Hampshire that touches the ocean. So I forgot. So one of my friends saw me and said, no, New Hampshire has an ocean front, Chris. It's a little tiny one, but it's got one. I've been wrong a lot. I'm pretty sure I'm not wrong about this. I'm pretty sure that Mike Pence has no future in politics ever. He is never going to be president. He couldn't even get elected to the Senate in his home state right now. So
he wasn't going to get reelected to governor after, you know, when Trump basically scooped him out of the Indiana governor.
Right. Right. So where does this come from? It's hubris.
I don't think it's hubris. Maybe it is. Maybe he's just so far up his own butt that he, you know, can't see in front of his face anymore.
It's like mother tells me I'm good. Mother tells me I'm good. Something like that, right?
If I am ever that far in my own bubble, like, please come and get me.
I will. I will, if you are ever that far in your own bubble, like if you think you're going to be president of the United States and you're that delusional, I will let you know. I am your friend and I will be there for you. And I will say, Sarah, you are not going to be president. You're not going to be president. You know, like people, when Mike Pence tells people he wants to be president, the response from people should be, president of what?
Right, like of the PTA?
Right, right.
Of the Heritage Foundation?
Yeah, of Ball State? I mean, maybe you could be president of Ball State in Indiana, but I don't, you're not going to be president of the United States, Mike. It's over. The people that you need to appeal to think that you should have been hung. It's like I have as good of a chance of being the Republican nominee for president of the United States in 2024 as Mike Pence.
Possibly even more so because no one knows who you are.
Well, I think on the right, they know who I am. You know, I'm the guy that yelled at Rudy, so they know. And the minute I announce, somebody will be like, no, that's the guy that yelled at Rudy. We don't like him. He hates Trump. Trump tweeted about him. Remember? It would be done. And maybe I have a better chance because, yes, I could reintroduce myself. I could say, no, it was all an act to get your attention.
I'm white. Look at me.
Yeah, look, right? I'm a white man. I'm a straight
white. You.
I'm a straight white man who's friends with Joy Behar. How bad can I be? So it's.
But there's probably a ton of questions that I think Mike Pence knows the answers to that a lot of other people don't know. And
oh, yeah.
That is likely what happened today is the grand jury got a lot of answers. And I think too, like he has interviewed everyone.
Yeah.
There are not many people left. And that makes me sort of think that this is the last step before it's like, all right, we're good.
Oh, I think that's the last interview. Mike Pence is not a guy you bring in early. He is your cleanup hitter. The only person that I would bring in other than Mike Pence would be maybe Mark Meadows. Like I
thought they already were trying to get Mark Meadows. Thought they already had him.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know who comes later than Mike Pence. Mike Pence is a star witness. So
the only thing I could think is like Melania, right?
Yeah.
Or Don Jr. or something.
Maybe Tiffany will flip so that people know she's alive. I mean, I just think it's look, now it's up to Merrick Garland, you know, to allow these prosecutions and indictments to come forward, frankly. And he has shown hesitance in that field during his tenure as attorney general.
I would not say hesitance. I would say outright cowardice, frankly. It took him a year to get a special counsel.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not ready to go that far, but I could understand why you would. I can.
I feel like I was patient for a year. I gave him a year.
Well, I'm a lawyer and I know how slow lawyers are. I mean, they're just naturally slow and cautious and they want to dot the I's and cross the T's before they do anything. And, you know, when you're a former judge and you're used to the slow pace of things, you don't realize you only have a couple of years to get this stuff done. And then things change in the country and people forget. I mean, people are forgetting about January 6th. You know, people like Tucker Carlson were redefining it while this guy was waiting to prosecute. And that's part of the problem here. All right. I'm going to take one more quick break and I'm going to come back with more with Sarah Burris. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show. Stay where you are.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. There's growing anger over the death of a black man on a subway in New York. He died after another passenger put him in a chokehold. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
What do we want? Justice!
Neely's death has sparked outrage and protest, including from officials like New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who posted this tweet saying Neely was murdered.
Four members of the Proud Boys were found guilty of seditious conspiracy for their role in the January 6th attack. Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
The argument prosecutors made unambiguously is that this group planned, they plotted, they came here and were not just caught up in the moment, but came here anticipating a moment and anticipated being part of it. They argued Tario did the same.
In California, thousands of Oakland public school teachers are on strike.
We're going to be out here until we get some real proposals. And then I'll tell you what, we're going to get the TA and we're going to look at it and then we're going to vote on it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
If you're tired of the government and economy only working for the wealthy, then it's time to join our Wisconsin Revolution. Our Wisconsin Revolution's mission is to make Wisconsin a true democracy by challenging the establishment and pushing for policies that benefit the working class. Policies affecting our everyday lives, economics, the environment, and social justice. Restore education and bring fundamental change to Wisconsin and join Our Wisconsin Revolution today. Log on to OurWisconsinRev.com. That's OurWisconsinRev.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
If you're tired of the government and economy only working for the wealthy, then it's time to join Our Wisconsin Revolution. Our Wisconsin Revolution's mission is to make Wisconsin a true democracy by challenging the establishment and pushing for policies that benefit the working class. Policies affecting our everyday lives, economics, the environment, and social justice. Restore education and bring fundamental change to Wisconsin and join Our Wisconsin Revolution today. Log on to OurWisconsinRev.com. That's OurWisconsinRev.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe, what do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
officer. I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile in courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the best of the Chris Hahn Show.
Ignore everything else you heard today and listen up. The Chris Hahn Show is on the air.
Hey, hey.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn MY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. Those are my socials. New Aggressive Progressive podcast every Tuesday, available on Pandora, wherever you get your podcasts. Check me out there. And I'm back with Sarah Burris from Raw Story. Follow her on Twitter, at Sarah Burris on Twitter. And of course, read Raw Story, rawstory.com. Sarah, so Mike Lindell's gone broke. The MyPillow guy is going to, like, I don't know what happens to him now.
Well, he's still trying to hold on to that $5 million that he owes that dude. which is the best story. I don't know how many people have actually read the guy's story. He did an interview with NPR this morning that was fun. The guy talked about, like, you know, basically I knew that half of these documents were fake because you could look on the date that they were created and it was like a couple days before the conference.
Right.
And I was just like, wow, you guys really suck at this. Like, yeah. If you're going to lie, at least be good at it.
Yeah. At least hide the date that the document was, at least hide the date that the documents were created on. You know, it's like, so this guy proves, and what we're talking about, for those of you who are not in the know, but if you're listening to my show, you're probably in the know. Mike Lindell offered $5 million to anybody who could look at his data and say that it was fake. So this guy, who's like a data analyst, looked at the data, wrote a report proving it was fake, sent it to Mike Lindell, and demanded the $5 million. Mike Lindell refused to pay because Mike Lindell is freaking crazy, right? Crack really does screw you up long-term, kids. Don't do it, okay? Doesn't just go away. The damage doesn't just go away when you stop taking it. It's there for life. And so Mike Lindell said, no, I'm not giving this to you. And the guy took him to court, and Mike Lindell, of course, lost in court. $5 million owed to this guy. Now Mike Lindell is basically saying MyPillow's bankrupt. He needs a $10 million bailout. And nobody wants to loan him money because he's a crazy crackhead. Yeah. Did I summarize that correctly?
So one of the main things is they went to arbitration first, and they lost there. So now they're going to court, which seems really stupid because that's going to be expensive for Mike Lindell. And then the guy's going to go after court fees too. So, I mean, it's just, there's the guy, Mike Lindell said it. It's on video. We have it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane. It's just really sad and
pathetic. And this is part of the big conspiracy, the big lie.
The other
thing that happened today is that Donald Trump, we found out that Donald Trump hired two law firms, one for $750,000. $750,000.
Yeah.
And the other for $600,000 to find voter fraud for him in the 2020 election. Hmm. And
he didn't just use Mike Lindell's math.
No.
Do you think that Mike Lindell will get a $10 million loan from his friend Donald Trump? You think Donald Trump will give him $10 million to bail out his company?
Oh, hell no. But right. If he's smart, he'll run for president and make money off that.
There you go. I mean, who's going to vote for him? Hi, I'm Mike Lindell. Please buy my pillows.
The thing is like, there. How many pillows does one person need? Three, maybe?
Have you ever slept on a MyPillow?
You know, I did test it once, and I thought it was sad. But I have a fancy pillow, so
it is sad. It is. I felt like it was stuffed with paper, and I'm not making this up. I was like, somebody gave this is before we knew he was crazy, right? Somebody gave me a MyPillow for Christmas like 10 years ago, and I'm like, oh wow, I've seen these commercials. I was looking forward to it, and I took it out of the box. And I put a pillowcase over it and I slept on it. And I was like, what the hell is this? It was horrible.
It's just not pleasant.
No.
Really not. And not if you're like a snobby sleeper like I am, who sleeps until noon. And so, by God, you got to have a good pillow.
Yeah. I wish I could sleep till noon. I really do. Even this Saturday, I can't sleep till noon. My dog has a haircut appointment at 10 a.m. So I'm going to bring my dog to the groomer.
Well, the other thing too is you have children, and
well, my children are older. They're teenagers. They don't wake up either. So it's fine.
Yeah, but even before that, you know, what, like 10, 20 years ago, you were probably having to get up like a normal human too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look.
You worked in the Senate. You had to probably get up at 5 a.m.
Oh, my God. Chuck Schumer would call me at 4 o'clock in the morning when I worked. Yeah.
Christopher, are you up? You up?
I remember those days.
It's like, yes, Senator, I'm up. I just got up. I'm just got up. I'm reading the paper. It's 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, yes, I'm up. So it's very funny. It was always fun. So Trump hired two firms. He's paying them $750,000 to try to find evidence that he won. And are these the same guys OJ hired to find the real killer?
You know, it may very well have been. I'm not certain. But one of them was this company like Berkeley something something.
Right.
The other one was the guy, the Republican who ran for governor in Rhode Island and lost.
Ugh.
Ken Beck, his, or Ken Block.
That's got it. Got it.
His firm. He's the one who got the 750. The other, the Berkeley firm, got 600,000. And the interesting thing that both of them said is that they gave Trump all of their information, all of their data before January 6th. In fact, they gave it to him before the end of the year. Block said that he gave every single report as he was able to go through each individual conspiracy claim.
Right.
And basically what the Trump campaign did is they handed him, you know, Rudy's stack of 11 billion pages of voter fraud claims. And what Block said is none of them had any evidence.
Right.
And we went one by one through all of them, every single one of them, and none of them, not one of them was legitimate. And basically, it's the other company said the exact same thing and came back to Trump by Thanksgiving, I think they said.
Right.
And so it's like, again, it's not just everybody in Trump's White House, it's not just everybody in his campaign, it's not just everybody in his family. He paid $1.35 million to two different law firms, and they all
found nothing.
And they found nothing.
How do we get out of this, right? Like, how do we get out of this cycle where there are, you know, thousands of people willing to make fake voter fraud claims because they don't like the result of an election? Like, how does this end?
Some of it that's so messed up is it's just like, oh, I saw a black man at my voting place and I don't know that there are any black people in my neighborhood.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. And you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
it's like somebody seeing the black guy walking down their street and being like taken to next door and be like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't.
He's not white.
I don't understand. Oh, I guess that's it. Right. It all boils down to. It all boils down to racism, right? All of these problems. I mean, we could go back to the Tucker stuff we talked about earlier in the show. It's all about appealing to that xenophobic, you know, older white person who feels that they can't compete anymore in America and they are afraid of people of color and in some cases women. And that irrational fear is generating irrational complaints and irrational challenges, right?
And Donald Trump was the first person in their lives who said, it's okay, I get it, and I'm one of you.
Yeah.
And legitimized all of that for them. And that's why they're so dedicated to him, because it's like, you know, he makes me feel like I'm okay, that it's okay to be racist. It's okay to, you know, hate women or to hate Jews or to whatever.
Yeah, it's sick. And it like makes me like, we all remember that great moment for John McCain, where he took the microphone away from that woman who was, you know, claiming some sort of xenophobic fear about Obama. And every time I see that now, I choke up, because those days are gone on the right, right? We're not going to have a guy like that for years anyway. I mean, I think it'll return at some point. I don't think this is going to last forever. But we're a long way from it ending. Or maybe not. Maybe this guy gets buried this year in the election and they lose the house and they lose, like, let's say they lose, like, you know, not just losing Trump, because I think Trump's going to lose. I think they're going to lose the House. But I think the real damage will be done when they lose a state they're not expecting to lose. Like a state house, like Texas or something like that. Like they just lose miserably someplace where they're not supposed to lose. And then, you know, maybe they'll wake up and say, this isn't working for us anymore. We need to come up with an agenda of ideas for America and stop nominating crazy people. The problem is that their base, you're right, they're turned on to this guy who allows them to say the quiet part out loud. And it's scary.
Well, the thing that's nuts, too, is it seems like they were going to, you know, shove Trump out the door and use Ron DeSantis as their new, you know, great white hope.
Right.
To save them because he was the quote unquote, you know, normal guy.
Right.
Which is laughable on its face. But that was so short lived that the guy hasn't even announced yet and he's already peaked.
Yeah, he's not going to announce, I don't think. I mean, the poll that came out today that had him at 16%. That was the first.
And this is after he traveled the country.
Yeah. That's the first poll about him that I've actually believed, by the way. I never thought he was as high as they made him out to be in these polls.
Yeah.
And that poll that came out this morning, I think it was an Emerson poll, had him at 16% and Trump was at 63 or something like that. It's
Emerson big, some bad numbers is what those are.
Yeah. Very, very.
The joke big. I make there.
Yeah.
I'll be here all week.
You're the best. All right. Look, I'm out of time with you. I mean, I had you here for the whole hour, and I've got nothing. I got no more time. But I'm going to plug your appearances. You are Sarah Burris. You could read her on Raw Story. She writes every 15 minutes or so. And you could follow her on Twitter. She's at Sarah Burris on Twitter. And you should follow her because she's awesome. Sarah Burris, love having you on here. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, and have an awesome week.
I will try. All right, America, stick around. More to come. You are listening to The Chris Hahn Show, and I'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds. Your memories in a podcast.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi. My name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to paintbynote.com. Like a music note, Paint by Note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
RV High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with the long neck.
Dinosaur, long neck, yeah.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six pack.
The six pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get school with Family Feud.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW 18.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 48. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 71. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 50. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is the best of the Chris Hahn Show. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn MY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. Those are my socials. The Aggressive Progressive Podcast, new episodes every Tuesday. If you missed my interview with Sarah Burris that I just did, and no, this is not a repeat. Well, it might be a repeat somewhere down the road, but it's not a repeat like today. Check it out on the Aggressive Progressive Podcast on Tuesday. You don't want to miss it. It's a great podcast. You like me here, you love me there. And the Daily Rant, every single day, 12 o'clock, 15 minutes of Chris, ranting about whatever. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to rant about when I turn the microphone. I don't. I just start talking. And I just let it flow, just kind of like I do here. I let it flow. It's a stream of consciousness. But I do want to talk briefly before I end tonight about something I've been talking about all week on my rant. And that is this philosophy that has taken hold on the right. And believe me, it is not a both sides thing. It is a right thing. It is the believe me and nobody else thing. And this was part of Tucker's thing. Believe me and nobody else, but it's definitely part of Trump's thing. But it is a tried and true technique of a tyrant, of a dictator, of a fascist. It is a technique that says, do not believe what you see, only believe me. And I think as Americans, it is our job as American citizens to question authority. In a few minutes, I'm going to end the show and I'm going to say what I say at the end of every show. I'm going to say, question everyone and everything, even me. And if there are people out there wanting your support, wanting you to follow them, but they don't want you to question them, that should be a red flag warning that these are people who are not going to act in your best interest. They are going to act in their best interest. And they don't ever want you to question why. Now, I will tell you this. Everybody acts in their own best interest. The difference between a tyrant and a Democrat, and I'm not saying big D Democrat, I'm saying small D Democrat, like somebody who believes in democracy, is that the Democrat wants the voter to approve of their ideas, right? So their best interest is winning the election. So that means there is naturally going to be a tendency to drift towards the best interest of the most amount of people. And it's not just big D Democrats. Republicans who are Democrats, small D Democrats, do that. It is like very complicated, right? Because now to say you're a Democrat is a very different thing, right? But people who believe in democracy, people who believe in our American constitutional republic, aren't going to just act in their own self-interest. And you'll never hear them say, don't question me. But that's what's going on the right now. There's a lot of don't question me. Don't question me. I'm right. Just follow me. Don't believe what you hear or read or see or anybody else that says anything about me. Don't believe what you read in the papers about me. Those journalists are fake. That's tyranny. That is what tyrants do. The first thing they do is they try to discredit the institutions like the press, like the courts, like the rest of the media. It's the first thing they do. Because they know that those institutions exist to question them. But who should also be questioning them are the people who they are asking for their support. And if we're not doing that as Americans, we are failing in our role in the constitutional republic that we live in. We are failing in our role. The Constitution relies on a well-educated, well-informed, active citizenry. And that is a responsibility that we are failing at if we just substitute somebody else's will for our own, somebody else's knowledge and opinion for our own. You've got to do the work to keep this country alive. You can't just sit back and hope somebody else does it. You can't just support somebody because he says things that you want them to say. And you can't ignore things that they say that are not in your best interest, that you know are wrong. You need to hold them accountable. Question everyone and everything. All right. I think you've had enough of me for one night, but I'm glad I'm back. And I'm going to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth. Question everything and everyone, America, even me. Seek the truth. I know it's out there. And I know you'll find it if you actively look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid and work ourselves dead. And all just because that's what mom and dad said we should do. We should run through the forests, we should swim in the streams. We should laugh, we should cry, we should love, we should dream. We should stare at the stars and...
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.